Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. Senate Minority Leader Mark Schessler is calling it Florida, not as a Republican who is serving the Senate from Ritzville. He's actually giving up his leadership post, but will continue on as a rank and file member of the Republican caucus. And he joins me now. Welcome back to the show, Senator.
Good to be with you again.
So what prompted this decision?
Ronald Reagan had 8 years. I've had 8 years. It's meant missing a lot of things with my grandkids and my children and my wife. And at some point, my farm and my family has a priority in life. And just being there because isn't good enough. And I think there's potentially very capable leaders in the pipeline.
You say potentially. Has anyone stepped up yet as a possible replacement?
You know, there's what's in the caucus stays in the caucus, and I know there are qualified people interested, and I'm confident there will be a strong, capable Republican leader to succeed me.
How does that work behind the scenes if you've got a whole bunch of people who are eyeing the same position? Because to your point, obviously you want to keep all that stuff sort of internal if there's any disagreements.
Well, you know, it's very simple. If you're interested in leadership, you talk to your colleagues, count your votes, and see if it's going to happen or not. I've been part of caucus elections for 28 years. I've seen a little bit of everything in 28 years of caucus elections, House and Senate.
Do you expect any sort of external lobbying?
You know, most of the people on the outside stay outside that, even our friends like yourself generally respect that it's the decision of the members and just don't get involved.
What about the actual lawmakers themselves? Do you think they will keep everything internal?
There's no guarantees that they will keep everything internal. I tend to respect the privacy and comments of the members and keep them close to me and not publish them.
Yeah. Is it fair to say you don't think someone who is perceived or is too ideological would be a good person for this particular role? You had given an interview, I believe it was to the Tacoma News Tribune, in which you essentially said, look, you're going to have to take some hard votes, which to me indicates sometimes you're going to have to vote in a way that's best for the party and not necessarily in line with your own beliefs.
Well, first of all, the leader of every caucus I've seen is generally pretty safe in their own districts. I don't think you'll see strong challenges to Senator Billig, Representative Jenkins, JT. I had about 65% in my mm-hmm. last election. Because if you have to look over your shoulder, you can't take votes. And at the end of the day, you have to put the needs of the state, needs of the caucus, sometimes ahead of your own. And whether you are in Congress, whether you're in the state legislature, when you become leader, you have to be able to take more challenging votes. You can't hide. And so you expect that you're going to take votes that are a little tougher.
Yeah. Although the one exception maybe is Eric Cantor, who probably regrets at least the way he handled his failed reelection campaign. But, of course, that's more a national issue.
Yeah, he blew it. But,
generally, though, you are correct.
Yeah, at the end of the day, clearly Frank Chop cannot be speaker for the longest straight run in history unless he feels comfortable in his own district.
Yeah.
If Frank would have been from a volatile suburb, he probably wouldn't have been speaker that long.
Did the results in the last election play any role in your decision?
No. Over the past year, it's been all of the work and not much of the fun. And I woke up and I realized that my wife was very happy with the decision that I stepped back a little bit. I've got grandkids that I really want to watch them exhibit at fairs, go to junior rodeos, little league games, take them fishing. Mm-hmm. And when you are leader, you say, well, I'd really like to take the grandkids to Williams Lake this weekend, but I got to get over to Bellevue and work on fundraising. I got to be recruiting in Southwest Washington. You just can't give the job the full time and attention it needs if you are going to do a good job. And my children grew up while I was a member of the legislature. There was a lot of upside to it. And, of course, I didn't make every Little League game, didn't make every other event. So with that, I've had 8 great years. I've got great staff, some really capable members. But at some point, you just say, somebody else could do this and do it pretty well. And I'm only going to have those grandkids for a certain number of years. And I didn't take vacation. Other people worked at their jobs, vacationed. I was pretty much tied to that smartphone 24/7. And I'd like to turn that smartphone off once in a while and enjoy life, enjoy the family. Sure. But I still want to be engaged in a very meaningful role as leader, not as former leader, but as a senator. I want to be really engaged in the process and be in a position to make a difference from time to time.
Senator Mark Schessler joining me on the line, Republican from Ritzville. What do Republicans need to do to ensure at least some COVID-related wins in this next session, given there's little leverage that Republicans have right now?
Sure. Well, I think what we have to do is be effective communicators with the public. Our communications to the public, telling them what's really happening, being honest with them. For example, we won't have 1,100 hairdressers show up in Olympia. We won't have log trucks show up here to lobby the legislature because they're going to be scattered to the 7 winds and the buildings are closed. So we have to be more effective communicators with the public and moving public opinion than any time in my career.
Unrelated to COVID, as a rank and file senator, what's the biggest issue you want to tackle in this next session?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. It's the economy, stupid. This governor doesn't really care about businesses, the economy, and we have to remember the people that surround us go to the bowling alley, they go to the gym, they own or work in a restaurant. The governor's people are making really good money. They haven't been furloughed. Their business, they don't own a business. And so it's really easy. You know, when we talk to the people that advertise on your station, the restaurants you frequent, they're struggling. It's the economy, stupid, because the economy pays for government. Government doesn't pay for the economy.
There you go. We've been talking with State Senator Mark Schessler from Ritzville. We look forward to having conversations with you as a senator and not the minority leader, because a lot of added pressure when I talk to members of the leadership. So it'll be a little less so when we chat next time.
Well, I expect to have a good session and continue the things that have been my priorities throughout my entire career, because they really haven't changed.
Well, that's good to hear. Obviously, there's going to need to be a lot of hard work done to fix the situation we've got going on right now in Washington. Mark, thank you so much for stopping by. Best of luck in this next session.
Great to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you.